Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on grief, depression, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late indie rock singer-songwriter David Berman. How are you doing, motherfuckers? I am hopeful that you are all tucked away in a cocoon, ready to transform into beautiful butterflies and spread your beauty throughout the world. That would be my wish for you. So there's that. I am having a day. I just talked to my therapist, whom I haven't spoken with in about a month, just based on scheduling. She was taking a course and she was on vacation, and then I was doing some things, and it just made it difficult to sync our schedules together until today. I'll see her again next week. But it was a tough appointment because I am fucking low and I am overcome with dark thoughts about finding relief is ultimately where we settled. In an ideal world, I find that in this space, in this realm. But when you feel this way, it makes you not necessarily think straight and practically. I mean, I've got two little girls. They're 14 and they're 12. They're not so little anymore. But the collateral damage would be there. And I can't justify creating that sort of collateral damage just to feel relief. And so that's effectively off the table. Even though there are days when I want it to be in the center of the table on a lazy Susan so that I can spin to win, grab what I need, and fucking rid myself of this mortal coil. It's not good. It's not good. I'm on a new drug, but I'm ratcheting it up, starting out on a really quite low dose. Within 3 weeks, I'll be at the recommended dose. So that's good. Hopefully I get something from this relief-wise. I'm also looking for... a meaningful project. And this is a meaningful project. In fact, I just got an email from Corey and it made my fucking day. It came during therapy and I read it to my therapist even because it's just, it's unbelievable that any of you would take the time to shoot me an email or a text or communicate with me on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. Just to say, hey, hope you're doing okay. And what you do in creating these podcasts, it does matter. It does matter. And it matters to me in the case of Corey or whomever else reaches out. That's so gratifying. That's so gratifying. I can't help but be dubious and think, okay, so who put you up to this, Corey? But that's just the way I am. That's how I am. I am naturally skeptical of positive feedback, you know? It made it real tough when I was trying to perform, when I was trying to do comedy and act. And perform. That was really tough. Because you got to take the good with the bad, right? You got to take the good with the bad. And if you can't, well, then it can be crippling. And it can be a challenge just to get out of bed. I used to do a joke, and the joke was that I spend all my energy just trying not to wake up. It's fucking exhausting, is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to keep fighting, but I'm going to need some help. That's not a call for help from you. Although if you can shoot me a letter at jd@meetingmalchemist.com, it would mean the world. But again, this is between me and fate. So there's that.
Up the hill past 694, at the stone wall, make a left. And I will see you soon, my friend, with these old directions still direct. Oh, yeah. If these old directions still direct. Is the problem that we can't see? Or is it that the problem is beautiful to me? Birds of Virginia flying within ya. Like background singers, they all come in threes. Like background singers, they all come in threes. Won't soul music change now that our souls have turned strange? Once a day, twice a day, yeah. When on and off collide, set our souls aside and walk away. We've been raised on replicas, fake and winding roads, happy day up on this beautiful stage. We've been playing tambourine for minimum wage, but we are real. Real. I know we are real. Repair is the dream of a broken thing, like a message broadcast on an overpass. All my favorite singers couldn't sing. All my favorite singers couldn't sing. My ski vest has buttons like convenience store mirrors in the help me see. Now that our souls have turned strange, once a day, twice a day, when on and off collide, we'll set our souls aside. Shot of sugar lights, no dump into the blood, and children wander off into the ultra economic. But we're real, we are real, I know we are real, I know we are real.
Don't step on it, fucker. All right. That was We Are Real from the American Water record. Just a tremendous record overall. I found earlier this week there was a gentleman from Scandinavia somewhere, and he had written a 4-page essay on American Water, and I believe you can find it translated in English. I haven't had a chance to track it down and read it yet, but it's probably worth reading if you're looking for insight into the songs and the overall themes of the record. You know, at this point, that this is just not something we cover. I'll speak to what I know when I can, but this guy, David Berman, is over my fucking head. And, you know, a song like We Are Real, you take for granted because it's an album cut on just a fantastic record, but it belongs. It absolutely fucking belongs. It's very good. Don't know much more than that. After the fucking monstrous People and Blue Arrangements, it's a step down, I would say. If it's your favorite song and you want to fight me, send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. Would love to hear from you. Let's read a poem. This comes from Berman's book, Actual Air. The poem itself is called April 13th, 1865. Now, I'm no historian, but I can tell you that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated April 14th, 1865. And I'm pretty sure that's what we're talking about here. So why don't we dig in? April 13th, 1865. At first, the sound had no meaning. The shot came from the balcony, as if the play had sprung an annex, and I, John Sleeper Clark, pictured stars through oak scaffolds as the news traveled over the chairscape like a stain. In that dark room lit by gas jets, the Welshman to my left conceded the armrest we'd been fighting over, and doctors and half-doctors flowed into the Scarlet Isles to help. I did not take to the image of a bay more waiting in the alley, or a manhunt through Maryland. I remember standing up as the others did, and how the assassin was in mid-air when the stagehands wheeled out the clouds. That's April 13th, 1865. Over 150 years ago. Years ago and 7 months, to be exact. It was a Thursday. And it sure sounds like that's what it was about. But it's a day early. So I'm not 100% sure, you know, what's going on. God, Americans have had a lot of presidents assassinated. There's only been, what, 41 presidents? 40-something presidents. 40, less than 45, for sure. And four of them have been assassinated. That's fucking crazy. Thoughts and prayers. That's what I got for you this week. To be honest with you, I'm fucking barely hanging on, folks. I'll be back next week, though. Mark my words. I'm here for you. Stay hungry. Stay foolish. And for the love of all that is glorious, wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest. At Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.